You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought.
It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts wait for your calls as if it were the only thing going for them. And it is. Change their lives. Call now. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We'll take your call.
Yes, we will. And are you, well, as soon as she gets them up there, as soon as she gets them posted, we'll be able to take the calls.
Groovy.
Okay. Have you tried the chat board?
Yeah, it's working for me.
Oh, it's working for you?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, because I'm getting emails that people still can't get in.
Well, who knows?
That might
just because it's working for me doesn't mean it's fixed.
Right.
I alerted Jeff and company, and they were on top of
it. You gave them lots of alerts.
I gave them some alerts.
Okay, I'm going to try it again. Here I go. I may get out of it altogether instead of trying over and over again to get into it.
Yeah, because you might be your cookies.
Oh, it let me. Oh.
There you are. You're back.
I'm back. Okay, this is good. Okay, I just got in. So keep trying. If you've tried and you can't get in, please just keep on trying. And, you know, it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board usually.
Yeah, it is.
You just usually go to ebayradio.com. Click the big orange Listen Live button, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player, and that'll take you through Community Sign-In directly to the eBay Radio group page. And then you scroll down, you know, below the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons, and the chat board is the top discussion post, and it has the words today, exclamation point.
Today. We're on the chat board today.
And it has today's date right in the title. You can't miss it once you get there.
Today's date right in the title. Thank you, Lenny.
And right below the chat board, the second discussion post is the eBay Radio Group newsletter.
There it is.
And it has the word newsletter and today's date in the title. And you can read it for simple instructions on how to subscribe to the newsletter and receive it via email twice a week.
Yeah.
So there you have it. So let me see what's going on in the chat board, because I haven't been there. I miss them.
It's kind of quiet right now.
Yeah, well, because some people couldn't get in. And
oh, I'm reading a news story, because, you know, I try to keep on the news.
Right.
New study finds that most of Earth's oxygen is used for complaining. That's your happy story. The sad story is, I don't know if you read this one, a Malaysian airliner was shot down over the Ukraine.
Oh, it was shot down?
Yep.
Oh,
295 people.
My God.
This is not a good day for the world. Not a good day.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's what the reports are saying, that it was shot down. Somebody posted about this. I hope there were no archdukes on that plane. And I think the reference being, remember, that's how World War I started.
Yep.
These are dangerous times.
So who was on the plane?
Someone said, I hope there are no archdukes.
Oh, yeah.
No archdukes, as in Archduke Ferdinand and his wife, whose murder in 2014 precipitated World War I. And we all know how that turned out, and it wasn't pretty.
Oh, man.
Anyway, eBay. Listing and selling and having a great old time.
So I'm in the chat room. Yeah, it is kind of quiet. Lots of people in there, but kind of quiet. Patty from Miami, Florida. Hey, Patty, we haven't heard from you in a while. She's known as Shopping Mom, too. What's on your mind today, Patty?
Hi, Griff, and hi, Lee. How you guys doing?
Doing good, thank you.
Interview with a camel.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, you're cutting out on us.
I was laughing so much when I saw the picture of you with the camel.
Oh, yes, there was a, so.
And it did spit on you?
It tried to, but I'm a smart guy. I had pulled away.
Camels are not happy creatures.
Nah, and I don't get too close to them. But somebody said, look, there's.
That was so funny.
There's a local children's zoo here called Happy Hollow. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, but they were here yesterday with a camel on hump day. And so I wasn't expecting it.
I love that commercial, though.
But
yeah,
I walked outside, and there was Audrey Tracy's with a camera saying, "Oh, let me take a picture of you with the camel." And I said, "I know how this is going to turn out."
Oh, my God. You're such a player. I swear. You're such a player. You're always game for anything.
Yeah, anyway, but I've been spit on by a camel before, and it's not pleasant. So I said, okay, let's do this. Well. And then I got to, you know, I have no desire to pet them, to get to know them. I'm sure they're nice creatures, just like every living thing. But it gave me the opportunity to also give so the caretaker, you know, the keeper was there talking about it. And I said, "Nice dromedary." And he looked at me and gave me a thumbs up because it's not a Bactrian.
Oh,
you know your camels. I said, "I used to smoke them."
Well, I can't even talk about it over the air, but what I saw somebody do to a camel in Egypt should not happen to your worst enemy.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
So they do to get him to move. So you don't even, I mean, I don't like the way they were treated.
Yeah, anyway. So there was the camel.
So I heard Daniel wondering what to sell on eBay, and that's why I'm calling.
Okay.
So my mentality is to sell everything and anything I can get my hands on. And I mean anything, okay? Let's see. The other day I was at my parents having a Sunday family lunch, and we had champagne. So I checked the cork and the wire cage, and it was selling. Okay? Champagne and wire cages for
the cork out of a wine bottle.
It wasn't selling for that much. It was like selling, I think it was $6.99. There was some that closed for $6.99. But it was selling, okay? Then the other day I was, you know, throwing away egg cartons, okay? And I was throwing them away in the recycle bin. And I said, "Let me look." And wow, have you done a search on egg cartons?
You know, and that's true. I think in Daniel's case, though, he has a specific need,
because
which is
he's blind.
He wants to drop ship product.
Okay. Because, you know, I didn't know that. But like my husband called me the other day, and I don't even know why the man always calls me and asks me stuff. He knows the answer. He asked me, "Hangers? Do hangers sell on eBay?" And I'm "Yes. Bring them."
I just put egg cartons in.
Yes.
Yeah, people buy egg cartons.
To the search engine, there are 190 results for egg cartons, which is not a gigantic, which means you could probably...
You know who buys them a lot?
People who have sound studios, for one thing.
Well, teachers.
What about people that have, like, farms, and then they go to the Sunday or the Saturday farm market, and they have to bring, you know, the eggs from their... chickens.
Or people who have chickens in the backyard, and they go and they get their chickens every morning, their eggs, and they have 8 eggs, and they put them in a carton.
I assume that if you're selling eggs at a farmer's market, I assume you're using fresh cartons.
Yeah.
But a lot of teachers buy them for art projects for their kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not all.
So, you're right. No, you're right. I even remember that as a kid.
And what you have to do is you have to keep your phone close by. And then do searches.
Yes, you have to. That's absolutely true.
I mean, anything, as long as it's legal, can be sold on eBay. I remember when we had, I believe it was Hurricane Andrew. So that was way, way back. But there was somebody that was selling the rain from the hurricane.
The rain from a hurricane,
yeah.
I love those. Yes. I love those. But that's just me.
How do you authenticate that?
I love those crazy ones.
How do you authenticate that?
That's true. Could be water from anywhere. Patty, thank you. You gave me some good ideas. Save your hangers, your coat hangers. Save your egg cartons. They've got to be clean, though. These say used, clean, assorted sizes. So save them and sell them on eBay. Patty, you always have good ideas. Thank you, darling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good talking to you guys.
Thanks, Patty.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Ruth Ann from Leesburg, Florida, known on eBay as Can Do Lady. Hi, Ruth Ann. What's your question or comment?
Hi. I have about 160 auction style listings, and I'm going to Ireland actually in September. I want to know the best way to shut this down while I'm gone. Since it's auction style, I do have a store, but most of my listings aren't auction style. I mean, are auction style.
Right. So, what you would do is, what day are you leaving?
The 5th.
Of September?
Yes.
So I don't know exactly. It's up to you to determine the amount of time beforehand, but given that auction listings, they're not immediate payment, and sometimes people don't pay right away, is I would schedule all my listings to end about 2 weeks before the date I left. And okay. And then what I might consider doing is, well, based on your own experience, because this is difficult, I would think 2 weeks would be enough to make sure that everything gets fulfilled. And then just hope for the best. But you want all your listings to end about, for me, I would say 2 weeks before the date you're going to leave.
Okay, okay. And it seemed, I did do that when I went to California. I ended them, actually I didn't end them that soon, but I guess I just got lucky and it all worked out. But it seemed like when I came back and listed everything again, it took a good while before I was up and running like I was before.
Yeah, a disruption, a break in your business is disruptive and not guaranteed to get everything back. You know, it could take time to get back on the same track. This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630 right here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
A good scale, like a good internet connection, is rarely discussed. Your scale's features are very important. It should be able to measure in ounces and pounds to ensure you don't overpay postage. Pay attention to how the scale is powered. Many smaller digital scales can only run on batteries. However, some can use an AC adapter instead. Some even connect directly to your computer via USB. Research your pending purchase online before committing and choose a brand name. Also, remember to consider the weight, dimensions, and volume of your monthly shipping patterns in order to choose the best scale for your business. If you buy the right scale to start, you won't have to revisit or regret your purchase. And that's smart business.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where you get rockstar parking, the paparazzi won't bother you, and you can use a silly fake name. Give us a call with your questions or comments. Now, here's Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
This segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, we're betting your call. You'll call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. Hey, Lee?
Yes, sir.
Could you absorb, like, right now, an extra $375,000 in an expense?
No.
You couldn't?
No.
Well, I got to tell you, there's a certain ex-eBay seller, I think, who he's going to have to pay that much, according to a Texas judge. This is the eBayer who got arrested for selling fake Oscars.
Oh, I remember that. He was selling replicas.
Yeah. And a Texas judge has ordered him, his name is Jamie De La Rosa, to pay $375,000 in statutory damages to the Academy of Motion Pictures and Arts and Sciences for selling replicas of Oscar statuettes on the eBay. They filed a copyright and trademark lawsuit this past February after discovering an eBay item listing for an quote, Academy Award Hollywood Medal Movie Acting Trophy Prop Replica. Oh, no, I can't do that. Anyway,
Academy Award Hollywood
Medal Movie Acting
trophy prop replica.
He tried his best not to use the words that would have, you know, really kicked it up a notch. So it's been ruled. And
even though he said it was a replica.
Doesn't matter. You can't do that.
Yeah, I can't send a replica. That's true. I can't put a replica of a Disney thing up there.
In the early days of eBay, when in the very first days, there would be people that would list, they'd say fake Rolex. And if it said fake Rolex, this is before Vero even existed, we could take it off because they were admitting it. And we'd take the listing off and I'd get emails saying, wait a minute, I said it was fake. I was being honest. And I'd have to explain to them, that's like saying, I'm going to go into the bank and rob it. And I'm saying, here I am, I'm going to rob your bank. Well, I told them I was going to rob them. It doesn't mitigate it. It was amazing how people couldn't get around this. But so this guy could have paid a lot more because according to the news, for copyright infringement, the Academy could have actually sought a maximum of $150,000 per infringement, which would have been millions and millions of dollars. But here's the part I like. But citing De La Rosa's limited means, they only requested $75,000 for each trademark infringement.
Whoa. Oh, sell everything you own and then what are you going to do?
On July 11th, U.S. District Judge Sam Sparks agreed with those amounts and he also ordered De La Rosa to divulge the source of his replicas, deliver all statuettes in his possession, and submit a report under oath about his compliance. So, guys, no one listening to this show would ever be that stupid. But if you happen to know someone who you suspect may be that stupid and may be planning on something that is so obviously larcenous as this guy did, please warn them before they end up either in court with this huge bill at the worst or, you know, at the least maybe on Judge Judy being made a fool of in front of tens of millions of people.
Wow.
I just,
well,
you know,
greed,
I love
greed,
it. When
greed, greed, greed.
Well, it is amazing that, you know, that I'm going to make a buck off someone else sort of thing. Yeah. Sad.
It is sad. I know. So, tell us something happy. Did you make any sales this week? Did you get any ka-chings?
I did, and it was annoying.
Oh, God. I can't wait. I can't wait till I have so many items up there that I
get
annoyed.
Well, I didn't make that many sales, but it's been a busy 2 weeks for me. I'm in the middle of a lot of projects. And I think if I was selling like 20 items a day, I'd probably think, oh, this is pretty cool. But, you know, I turned my store back on and I'm selling about one or two items a day. And they always happen like just before I'm going to go off to work. So then I have to go in and I have to stop what I'm doing. And I got my system down pretty well. And my inventory was all checked. Although I did one thing last week that was really funny. You'll love this. Remember how I sold a shirt and couldn't find it?
Yeah.
And then I did that again. So
yes.
I did inventory all over again. Well, I was doing shirt inventory. I happened to have a few antiques up that I forgot about. And one of them was a Japanese lantern. And it sold, and I said, oh, I'll go out and get it. When I looked on the shelf, I couldn't find it, and I went, oh, brother, I forgot to check the antique category, because there's only a few of them. So I looked around, I couldn't find it, and I thought, oh, I can't admit to this a third time. This will just, I'll have no credibility at all. So
E. Betsy and I would be doing the show next week.
So I thought, maybe I just need to get down on the ground and look. So I did on my poor arthritic knees. I put a cushion down and I got a flashlight. I got down on the floor of my garage and shone it around 360 degrees. And there, sure enough,
wow,
was the lantern underneath a rack of clothing. Now, I must have put it there and kicked it under there and just didn't think about it. So it all worked out for the.
So you really got to be careful where you keep this stuff that you have listed.
And,
you know, I realized it that after we got through with those listings,
yeah,
my dining room and living room looked like a tornado struck it.
So
now we've decided we've got a little room we call the cowboy room because it's got those doors that open like, I don't know what you call them, you know, like a saloon. This little door that was meant, the little room was meant to have the washer and dryer, but we have it in another area.
Yeah.
So we're, and it's got little built-in shelves.
Yeah.
So that's where we're going to put everything that we list is going neatly right there. So you can find it. But then when I have 100 up, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's a inventory is an issue. Where you're going to put it, how you're going to keep it. You obviously do not pack things up until you sell them, correct? Some people pack them, you know.
I don't pack them until I sell them. They're hanging. I keep them hanging. Some people fold their apparel. I keep mine hanging so that it's fresh. Because all of my stuff has been laundered and ironed, and I want it to be as wrinkle-free when I, you know, then fold it and put it out. So I don't store things on shelves. I store my shirts on racks. And, you know, I'm about to have a lot better space in my garage because I took a ton of stuff out last week to have what was a disaster of a yard sale. Nothing sold. And I'm repeating it this week with a few changes. So I'm going to have it on Saturday, and we're going to use signage, and we're going to go.
You're going to do it the right way.
I'm going to do it the right way. And there's already a lot of people who said they would come, friends. So I suspect my goal is to get rid of stuff, not make a lot of money.
So you told me if I knew what the lamp was made out of, I might not want to buy it.
I don't know. It's made out of lamb hide. Little baby lambs. These were made in India.
Ooh,
so it's
okay.
They paint. They
It's beautiful.
Yeah, but you don't want it this year.
I don't want lamb hides.
You know, every time you turn it on, it goes,
I knew you were going to do that.
I'm a little lamb, I died for your lamb.
So did anybody ask about the lamb?
Nah.
No?
I had two people. One person bought a little lantern. It was a piece of crap. And another person came by and looked at everything and then asked a bunch of questions and then picked up this... You know, these silicone keyboards that you can roll up, USB keyboards, that I had. I bought it somewhere. I never use it. And he said, how much is this? And I said, you can have it, thinking that'll get rid of him. And it did. He was so glad he got something for free, he went away.
You just wanted to get rid of him.
I wanted to get, I kind of did. Because it was close to noon. It was high noon. The sun was out. I was getting a sunburn. I thought, well, this was a disaster. I'll do this another day. Just let me get this stuff back under a tarp so that I can go do something productive. And here's this guy asking questions about everything. And I'm giving him prices that are like dirt cheap. And he's going, So I don't know if you remember the Mad TV skit with Lorraine. So Mo Collins had this woman character she did. She was like an older middle-aged woman. And she was the most annoying woman on the planet. And she kind of had a Midwestern accent. And she'd say, oh, yeah, that's cute. How much is this?
Cute.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
Cute.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you think it? So there's a sketch, that the original sketch with her was as she comes to a yard sale that Michael McDonald's giving. And she picks up a box of colored tacks. And she's, oh, that's nice, yeah. How much is this? Huh? It's 25 cents. Huh? Oh, yeah. Would you sell the box? Huh? So that was kind of what it was like.
Well, it's boring. First of all, doing a garage sale is boring.
Oh, the worst.
You have to
I've done
sit
them
there,
in the past.
And I'm not that kind of person.
Who wants
there.
To sit there, right?
Yeah. I like to go to them, but I don't like to give them.
Right. But my whole point about having this is now I will have a lot more space because I've been brutal. And I'm going to even take out more stuff this week. I have stuff that I'm not sure I want to put in a yard sale, though, because it's valuable. And I hate putting expensive stuff out there.
Well, why aren't you selling that on eBay?
I just want to sell shirts. I thought about this the other night. So we're watching Jersey Boys, right? We go to the movies and we watch
How
Jersey
was
Boys.
That?
I loved it. It's very entertaining.
See, yeah. I like any music movie.
Yeah.
Any movie about the music business, yeah. I love.
So it's entertaining, and, you know, you learn a few things about the Four Seasons. But at one point, they're playing live in Ohio, and the keyboard has a Duo Compact Farfisa. And I said to Howie, I said, I got one of those in the garage. I think they're worth money. So I went and looked, and lo and behold, under a bunch of boxes,
there they were.
There's my Farfisa. So stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I've decided that everything I sell, and you know, there's going to be exceptions, I'm sure. It's going to be small.
Yeah, I just don't want, because people can say, why is it 500 bucks? And will you deliver?
And I live in a mobile home. You know,
just what, yeah.
Small things. I'm going to look for small things.
There you go.
Got it.
Well, this segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Coming up next, today's very... No, that's not true. That's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. What do I know?
Already.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Where is the Seller Information Center? I can't find the fee calculator.
Isn't there a downloadable PDF about that?
The eBay website is full of useful information if you know where to find it. You need eBay Radio's Seller Bookmarks. It's a list of essential links on eBay.com. Go to eBayRadio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookmarks under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks. eBay links you didn't even know existed.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place. Bubble Fast. They're family-owned and operated. And they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call. And if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. Bubble Fast are top-rated sellers and have been providing shipping mailing supplies to the eBay community since 1999. Bubble Fast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call Bubble Fast now, toll free, 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. Bubble Fast for all of your shipping supplies.